Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, September 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks opened the shortened trading week lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 173 points, or more than 0.5%, to close at 31,145. The S&P 500 was down 16 points, or 0.4%, and the Nasdaq finished down 86 points, or nearly 0.75%. Investors pulled back as concerns mounted over higher interest rates, as well as a possible energy crisis in Europe. Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, fell 3% to $92.83 a barrel amid growing concerns that COVID-related lockdowns in China could stem demand. Also, OPEC Plus agreed yesterday to cut oil production for the first time in over a year, according to delegates, amid fears of a global recession and more Iranian crude coming to the market in the event of a revived nuclear deal. Looking at stocks, Bed Bath & Beyond fell more than 18% as investors consider the path ahead for the home goods chain after the death of its chief financial officer last week. Volkswagen rose 5.9% on Germany's stock exchange after announcing it would list its iconic Porsche sports car brand in what would be one of the biggest initial public offerings in years. And Juul Labs agreed to pay at least $438 million in a settlement with more than 30 states. It's the latest step by the e-cigarette maker to resolve allegations that it marketed its products to underage users. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.